isolation, and self-containment exhibited by the other member of the G unit, from which only the buoyant seem immune. Remind him of the slackened metabolism and biological withdrawal of all animal species about to or to undergo a major metamorphosis. Sometimes he wonder what zone of transit he himself was entering. Sure that his own withdrawal was
symptomatic, not
of a
dormant
schizophrenia, but of a careful preparation
for
a radically new environment with or with its own
internal
landscape and
logic, where
old
category
of thought would merely be
an
encumbrance.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. This week's recommended restaurant review focuses on the Apricot Cafe on the corner of Charing Cross Road and Denmark Place. On the window, signs for homemade, organic, fresh, homemade, organic, fresh, repeat. The details of this establishment and its immediate environment are almost indescribable and would require a forensic photographer to record all the minutiae. As a microcosm of London development, it is possibly unsurpassable. Behind the word organic, a bright pink macaroon. The decor, a hybrid of well-worn second-hand furniture, folded cards, advertising, irresistible company, appetizer, a yellow pillar with black paper cutouts of a waiter wearing a bow tie, below a cupcake and a cruet. The cafe is located on the extreme northwest corner of a narrow rectangular block determined by St. Giles High Street, now entirely boarded up, Denmark Street, Charing Cross Road, and a derelict alley called Denmark Place, overshadowed by Centrepoint, now shrouded in scaffolding and tarpaulins. A large warning sign, footpath closed, attached to a metal cage. For the first time in perhaps 100 years, the back of the brick-red Catholic church on Soho Square is now exposed and visible across a swathe of flattened land. White and orange Liebherr cranes against the blue sky. 9:10, Saturday morning, June the 27th, I'm the only customer. CCTV in operation, who might be watching is a mystery. Outside the cafe, squeezed between the window and the wobbly cage screening off the building site, a sort of semi-permanent ramshackle patio area with diverse examples of wicker furniture, red plastic chairs, dark brown wood, green and brown plastic cubes for sitting on, a makeshift wooden wall, fragments of rose wallpaper, Simon and Garfunkel, I'd rather be a hammer than a nail, badly patched pavement being sprayed with insecticide. Visible through the patio, the remains of a long passageway, which was once the back entrance to all the premises on Denmark Street. Beyond a half-demolished building, a painted sign for the world-famous 12-bar club, now empty. Various stringy-looking tall potted plants, folded parasols, caution construction vehicles, bars, fences, grills, all passing trade, diverted and cordoned off onto the other side of the road, as it's no longer possible to pass this particular location. It's the end of the road, right up tight to the future. Tube station entrance, crossrail, the soon-to-be-refurbished centre point, symbolic folly of unwanted and utterly senseless architecture, and, of course, the depressingly predictable developments of retail outlets and stunning apartments. The cafe owner tells me it will be like Oxford Circus when it's finished. Almost next door to the cafe on Charing Cross Road, Sheldon Mansions with strange carved wooden door, an assortment of bells, a sign proclaiming bailiff's rights to enter the premises, vague references to previous occupants, weeds around the top of the arch. At the furthest end of Denmark Street, a bulldozer claws lazily at the intrepid fox, ripping away the pseudo-goth facade. The coffee at the Apricot Cafe is quite good, and I recommend it as a perfect vantage point for observing the transience of London. But be quick, the scene is changing daily. Forget psychogeography, enter this cul-de-sac and witness the future. The Apricot Cafe, Denmark Place. Meanwhile, at the Barbican, the station-to-station exhibition is running for 4 weeks, a multimedia installation by Doug Aitken, described as a 30-day happening, a sort of institutionalised neo-fluxus extravaganza. 100 artists, 50 performances, 20 residencies, with free entry to numerous events and also ticketed events, including concerts by Terry Riley, Suicide, Charlemagne Palestine, and others too numerous to mention. I entered full of hope. I lay on the ground on vast cushions, staring up at huge screens displaying a 12-hour movie. Hula hoops for those who feel the need for exercise. Printmaking workshops for those who feel the need to make a print. The vinyl factory press producing records with sleeves specially created by resident graphic designers. Limited edition vinyl. Strange, this phenomenon of vinyl, as though being a limited edition and on vinyl will somehow impart quality to something mediocre. I made my way to the sculpture court in search of the tribute to the legendary filmmaker Kenneth Anger, being something of a fan. The tribute is installed in a yurt, or tent, one of four such yurts in this show. The unbearably hot yurt, which becomes like an oven in the July sun, contains various screens, all showing DVDs of Lucifer Rising and another Anger classic repeatedly. Bright sunlight through red canvas alters the colour of the films to their detriment, possibly one of the worst viewing environments for films I've ever seen.
How far are you going to?
Washington.
We'll get off in Washington. We'll hook a ride.
Where are you going?
Alaska.
Alaska? What are you, on vacation?
She wants to live there, because it's cleaner.
Cleaner? Cleaner than what?
You don't have to tell everybody about it. Pretty soon they'll all go there and it won't be so clean.
What makes you think it's cleaner?
I saw a picture of it. Alaska's very clean. It appeared to look very white to me. Don't you think?
Yep, that was before the big thaw.
Before the what?
Thank you.
to leave this place because I get depressed seeing all the crap. And the thing is, they're making more crap, you know? They got so many stores and stuff and junk full of crap, I can't believe it.
Who?
Who? Man, that's who. Pretty soon there won't be any room for man. They're selling more crap that people go and buy than you can imagine. Crap. I believe everybody should have a big hole where they throw this stuff in and burn it.
They'd never find a hole big enough. Never. Like, take me now, look at me. When I was just one person before I was with Bobby, I was collecting onto me more garbage every day till I was getting to thinking that I should get a disposal.
Disposal? What's that but more crap? I've never seen such crap.
Mass production is what does it.
What do you mean mass? I have to come out and tell you the truth. You're not that clean either.
Wait a minute. I'm not that neat, maybe, but I am clean.
Well, you're not that bad. But some people... people's homes just filth. I've been in people's homes...
In my personal observation, I think that more people are neat than are clean.
My personal thing, I don't see that. I'm seeing more filth, a lot of filth. What they need to do every day, no, once in a while, is do a cockroach thing, you know, where they spray the homes. And can you imagine if the doors were painted a pretty color and they had a pot outside?
Yeah, could be adorable.
And they picked up.
I mean, then it wouldn't be filthy with Coke bottles and whiskey and... those signs everywhere, they should be erased. All those signs telling you crap and more crap and more crap. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it.
Well?
It's just filthy. People are filthy. I think that's the biggest thing that's wrong with people. I think they wouldn't be as violent if they were clean, because then they wouldn't have anybody to pick on. Dirt.
What dirt? See, dirt isn't bad. It's filth. Filth is bad. That's what starts maggots and riots.
We'll be right back. flow
against
mind
setting
up
widening
circle intrigue or intrigue
pattern
if
coughing
if
opposite
direction
to or to
its course
flow
watch
succession
wavelet
lap
slope
loop
wish
could leave
kernel
walk straight
down
into
water
dissolve
himself
ever
present
phantom
which
attends
life
sentinel
bird
cool
bower
magical
calm
luminous
dragon
green
serpent
haunted
sea.
Search of inspiration.